We're getting scared. Now we're getting closer. What if he died in Vietnam, or came back with no legs, or lived on the street?
Don't upset yourself. We don't know what we don't know. Just gonna deal with that when we get to it.
What if he was a drug addict, Martin? Or what if he was obese?
Obese?
I watched this documentary that says a lot of Americans are huge. What if that happened to him?
What on earth makes you think he'd be obese?
Because of the size of the portions.
Hey everybody, it's Bina 007 back again for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review. After a bit of a hiatus, I had a little bit of a movie detox after my London Film Festival marathon. But today I actually want to cover a film that played the London Film Festival called Philomena, which is currently out in the UK and is released in the USA on November 22nd. So Philomena is a true life story featuring Dame Judi Dench as the real-life Philomena Lee and the wonderful British comedian Steve Coogan as the British journalist Martin Sixsmith. And the story is a kind of odd couple friendship, a search for a lost son, and in some ways very sort of deep and ambiguous discussion about the meaning of faith and forgiveness. So the context of the film is that Philomena, a real-life woman in the 1960s of Ireland, had a child out of wedlock, and obviously this was seen as a deep shame in deeply Catholic Ireland, and she was packed off to some now notorious nuns called the Magdalene Sisters, who kept her in a kind of slavery, I guess, but also far more damagingly put her son up for adoption against her will, and compounded this grievous harm with decades of denial, so that as both mother and son tried to find each other, they were denied to the other party the information that would aid them in their search. So as the film opens, we see Philomena as an old lady who confesses to her now middle-aged daughter that she had a son and that she wants to find this child. And that daughter comes across the disgraced British journalist and ex-spin doctor Martin Sixsmith and tries to entice him into helping her mother with the promise of a human interest story that he can sell to a tabloid newspaper. What then follows is a kind of odd couple friendship between Martin Sixsmith, who is portrayed in this movie as a very cosmopolitan, very wealthy, debonair man about town, you know, used to be the BBC's man in Moscow and Washington, au fait with diplomatic circles, happy to travel first class, a lapsed Catholic, deeply sceptical, cynical, you know, a true modern man. And Philomena, who is this very down-to-earth, working-class woman who is infinitely charmed by the joys of life, which extend to hotel buffets and free glasses of champagne on a flight, going on this journey ultimately to America to find her lost son. And what's really remarkable and apparently true in this story is that Philomena, despite these great, great wrongs done to her by the Catholic Church, although wavering, ultimately keeps her faith and keeps her capacity to forgive. But she displays such humanism, such humanity towards the people that she meets, which obviously affects Martin Sixsmith, who, as a lapsed Catholic, feels a sort of righteous indignation on Philomena's behalf and wants to. He is scandalized by what's happened at the convent, and he wants to hold someone to account. He wants to see someone suffer in turn. And I love the fact that as the movie progresses, you see Philomena's faith not so much rub off on Martin Sixsmith, but he has a growing respect for it, even though she is going through perhaps her greatest crisis of her life. Having said all that, I don't think this is a great film. It's not a bad film, I just don't think it's a good film. And the reason for that is that I think so many times this film walks us up to the point where it might tackle something truly meaty and meaningful in its debate about faith and responsibility and forgiveness. And even, you know, how does a profoundly Catholic woman react to lifestyle choices of people around her? And yet it shies away from that. And maybe that's because the real Philomena was just very accepting and forgiving and understanding and deeply modern in some of her attitudes towards sex. But sadly, it does not make for tremendously good drama. It's not spiky, it's not volatile. And perhaps that's the point. I mean, after all, that's what Philomena's doing. She is refusing to conform to Steve Coogan / Martin Sixsmith's desire for revenge and for melodrama. But as I said, that may be what it's trying to do, but it does make for a rather banal film. And I think there's a deep, deep irony here that all the way through, Martin Sixsmith, the journalist, resists doing a human interest story. He sees them as rather schmaltzy sort of Hallmark Channel movies. To a certain extent, that is what this film is, right? It's a human interest film. And so all the cynicism that Martin Sixsmith displays towards material is shared by us, the urbane Londoner crowd. The other thing to say is that this is a script that has been written by Steve Coogan and Jeff Pope. And with Steve Coogan, one expects to find humour. Generously, that humour lies in the character of Philomena, who by all accounts is very funny in real life. There are, however, some very witty exchanges between the two of them, where you do see those flashes of the Steve Coogan brilliance. But as I was commenting to a friend of mine, and we both agreed on this having watched the film at the festival, that they almost seemed out of place, out of context. It was like, we've got this very sort of serious, earnest, heartbreaking film, and let's just throw in a few very, very funny, witty one-liners just to keep the audience awake as it progresses and unfolds. This movie, I guess, it works on two levels, or it should, it's trying to work on two levels. One, it's a very emotionally affecting film. Secondly, it's a discussion of faith. I didn't find it emotionally affecting, I'm very sorry to say. And as a discussion of faith, I felt it really did not have the true courage to maybe drift a little bit away from the real life story and be less banal and a little bit spikier. So overall, I'm afraid not a movie I would recommend other than maybe as a DVD release. However, if you have seen Philomena and agree or disagree with my take, then please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at beena007.com. And in the meantime, thank you very much for listening. Philomena has a running time of 98 minutes and is rated 12A in the UK and R in the United States. The movie played Venice 2013, where Steve Coogan and Jeff Pope won Best Screenplay and Stephen Frears won The Queer Lion. It also played Toronto and London 2013. The movie was released in the UK, Ireland, and rather oddly, Iceland on November the 1st, but will be released in the USA on November 22nd, in Sweden on December 6th, in Italy on December 19th, in Hungary on December 26th, in France on January the 8th, 2014, in the Netherlands on February 13th, in Germany on February 27th, and in Japan in March. The music from today's podcast, taken from the original soundtrack album to the film, composed by Alexandre Desplat, and the wonderful closing music, Baby You're My Light by Richard Hawley, which is also featured on the soundtrack from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, a previous London Film Festival favourite.